Former Patriots defensive end Rob Ninkovich may have retired, but the Patriots could really use someone like him in uniform. Would he consider coming out of retirement to bail out a banged-up Patriots defense? We'll ask him about returning to football and whether the Patriots' defensive improvement is for real. It's Wednesday, November 11th. I'm Chris Gasper, and this is Season Ticket. Welcome to Season Ticket, a daily podcast from the Boston Globe Sports Department and WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. Rob Ninkovich played in the NFL for 11 seasons, but he made his mark here in New England in the 8 seasons he was a Patriot. He was an outside linebacker, defensive end, and trusted locker room leader. From 2009 through 2016, Ninkovich was one of the elite playmakers on the Patriots' defense, helping the team reach 3 Super Bowls and win 2 Super Bowl titles. Rob now joins us on the phone. Rob, welcome to Season Ticket.
Hi, thanks for having me.
No, it's a pleasure.
Just finished up making some breakfast for my little boy.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, so what do you do now that you have falls free and that you're retired?
I absolutely enjoy it. You know, I'm not beat up. I'm not sore. I don't have that, like, internal pressure and stress all the time of, you know, having to always be perfect and perform at a high level with everything I do. So right now, I get up nice and early. I get up at 5:30 because I like to stay on, like, a routine. And, you know, I go work out, just, you know, try and stay healthy, which is a big thing. You know, you see many guys, they retire and they're, like, 300 pounds in 6 months. You know, for me, I was like, I need to stay nice and lean. And I take my little girl to school, which is really cool. And I come home. I've been doing some appearance things. I've had, you know, some speaking engagements, which I'm leaning towards now. I have a couple things in the works for staying in the football world, but I'm not jumping right into coaching right now because I kind of wanted to enjoy a little time off with my family. So it's been different. I'm not going to say it hasn't been a different type of feeling for me because, you know, obviously playing football for so long, first fall without football, it's definitely a different feeling, but I definitely am not getting the soreness and the complete beating that I have in the past.
Well, I think what a lot of people want to know, and I know I talked to you, you and I were on Comcast probably about 2 months ago near the beginning of the season, and you said you were still working out in case you would come back. Are you still considering coming back, or have you closed the door on that for good? Like, this is what you're going to do now. You're going to move into another facet of your life, and if you return to football, it will be in a different capacity than playing.
Well, you know, my retirement was so perfect, you know, and having that Super Bowl and having a role, a big role, and kind of going off into the sunset, so to speak, on my terms was a really big deal for me because I had been around the business so long. I had seen people go out the way that they probably wouldn't have wanted to go out, you know, that being injuries or being cut or having, you know, someone tell you you're not very good. So it was kind of one of those things where I wrote a list of what are the pros and what are the cons of, you know, going to play football again. And, you know, the risk of injury is very high. You know, you see a lot of injuries this year. I don't know what's going on, but there's a lot of IRs, there's a lot of big knee injuries, you know, a lot of injuries that, you know, have taken guys out of the season. So for me, it was just, I'm comfortable where I'm at. You know, my family, I got 2 small children. I have a beautiful wife. I played a lot of football. Now it's time to, I don't say retire. It's more like graduate. I'm graduating to the next phase of life. So that's kind of where I'm at personally. And I love football. I'll always have a love for the game. But it's definitely brutal. And, you know, I watch these games and I'm like, geez, like, how did I do that for so long and stay healthy for 8 years and only miss, you know, 1 game due to injury? It's like, how did I do that? I have no idea. It's really just luck, I think, you know.
Well, so, I think it's more than luck. I mean, obviously, for people who don't know you, and I had the pleasure of covering you when you played for the Patriots, you have a tremendous work ethic and you really were a self-made player. I mean, nothing was handed to you in the NFL. And when you first came to the Patriots, there was no role for you. The media, people like myself, thought they were bringing in another long snapper, not a guy who was going to be a premier edge player for them, playmaker, and a guy who would generate a lot of pass rush and become a real leader in the locker room.
Yeah, I mean, my story, it's pretty awesome. You know, I came in as a guy that was a tryout guy, and talking to a lot of people around the league, most tryout guys are exactly that. They come in for a tryout. They are told at the end of their tryout, like, hey, we'll give you a ring if we have any issues or, you know, something down the road pops up. And, you know, usually nothing ever comes up for those guys. And then that's it. You know, their career is over or they just don't have any other opportunities. And for me, I was a very confident guy in my ability, but I had just been told many times, you know, hey, you're not big enough, you're not fast enough, just things that just weren't what I believed in, and I just wanted an opportunity, and came to New England, and I knew it was my time. So in 2009, the team was kind of in a different state, you know, on the edge, kind of like where they're at right now. You know, Vrabel was gone. They had Adelius Thomas, but he wasn't exactly what they thought he was. And, you know, it was kind of the right place, right time for me, which is just like anything in life, you know, right place, right time. And I capitalized on the opportunity. And then I never wanted to let it go because it meant so much to me. So that's why at the end of my career, I just had to be honest with myself. And, you know, there's a lot of things coming out in football that the longer you play, you know, the more damage you're taking to your body. And I wanted to jog away on my own 2 feet. I didn't want to limp away. I wanted to have no problems. So, you know, that had a lot to do with me saying, okay, where's my salary at? You know, what's my production like? Is it worth me going out there and taking a bunch of hits for, you know, what I was going to receive? So it was just like, hey, you know, the best thing for me would be to go off and ride off into the sunset. I was able to take care of my family, which, you know, that's my number one goal as a man. You know, I was told at a young age, like, your job as a husband and a father is to provide for your family. So, you know, I was able to do that. And, you know, moving forward, continue to do that through other things.
Have you had any contact with the Patriots in terms of potentially coming back? I ask that because you look at their situation on defense, Dante Hightower out for the year now, you know, with the pectoral muscle injury, an injury that you are familiar with. You have a situation where Shea McClellan, who was somebody they had designated to return from injured reserve, looks like he will not be able to return from injured reserve. So they're certainly light in the linebacking core and also in terms of the edge players. Have they come to you at all and said, hey, Rob, any way you would consider coming back to sort of help us out here?
Well, you know, I've had a little contact here or there, but, you know, at the end of the day, for me, it'd have to be something that is beyond, you know, like people say all the time, you have to weigh the risks and the rewards. And for me, if I would have played the rest of the year, I'd make $500,000 if I played half the year, right? So, I mean, people say, wow, that's a ton of money. But at the same time, you know, you take taxes into that, you take a few shots, or you risk, you know, tearing your ACL or having an Achilles injury or having a quad or having a pec, going on IR. And all those things, I'm like, well, I don't know if that's really worth me coming back to maybe have an injury or have something happen to me that, you know, will affect me down the road. So those are all the things that affect me now and then also 10, 20 years from now, like that could pop up that you don't know about. So, you know, I think that, you know, as a football player and an athlete and a competitor, yeah, you want to go play football. But as a businessman, because you got to look at things in a business sense, sometimes things don't make sense when you look at what you're getting in return for compensation and what the risks are involved in that versus what you put on the field. You know, if you're compensated, you know, for what you're doing and you're performing at a high level, like that's one thing. But if your compensation is lower than your performance level and then you get hurt, it's like, all right, well, it's not worth me getting hurt, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, a lot of calculations you have to make there. And it sounds like you've thought this over a great deal. All right, we have much more with Rob Ninkovich coming up after the break. He's going to tell us what Bill Belichick is really like. Stay with us. Welcome back. A quick note, if you like Season Ticket, be sure to subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribing is the best way to make sure you get the latest episode as soon as it's available. We're back now with former Patriot Rob Ninkovich. I did want to ask you about the Patriots' defense here. They played a lot better of late. I know it was a rocky start to the season, 6 straight 300-yard passers, 6 straight games with 400 yards of total offense allowed. But even within those games, if you just look at the last 4 games, and I know points per game, points, that's the only stat that the defense cares about. Last 4 games, it's 12.8 points per game. What have you seen in this defense where they've been able to turn it around and play more like the typical Patriots defenses that we're used to seeing and some of the Patriots defenses that you played on?
Well, you know, I think that they're coming along. They got a lot of young guys. I think that the next 8 games for those young guys is going to be the toughest stretch for them because it's going to be the longest, most drug-out season they've ever played. Because when you're a rookie, you go from playing 10 games to plus 20, you know, and the weather starts to change and your conditions start to get worse and you're going on tons of practice and tons of film work and all that stuff, it kind of starts to get at you when you're young. And then you know, as you learn, you can understand, okay, how do I take care of my body and how do I use the time to help me and how do I use everything around me, the resources to get through the season and stay healthy and, you know, all those things. So I think they've done a good job. You know, they're coming together as a unit. I think as a whole, watching every game, like when I watch Sunday games across the league, I think the execution is just down across the league. You know, like
really?
I see teams, like I was watching the Miami game versus the Raiders. They had like six or five or three third downs that they converted, called back for holding. You know, all these like sloppy plays. And I'm like, geez, like if these teams would just figure out how to play smart and not get all these penalties and play a little bit better, they're going to win. So I think the Patriots are in a much better position versus everybody else in the league because of the fact that Bill preaches being consistent, playing smart. You know, like you look at some of the other offenses that came into here that lost because of some of their situational awareness that just wasn't there. You know, you look at San Diego, they run in the end zone for a safety on a punt return. Like, what? That would never happen here. You know,
that's true.
It's like, would you see that with the Patriots? No.
No.
You know? Would you see Tom throw a ball in? You know, would you see a guy on the sideline run inbounds with a minute left in the game and keep the clock going? No. The guy on the sidelines would take the ball, run right out of bounds, first down, clock stops, you get an extra 15 seconds, it's an extra play. So
yeah, I mean,
it's all those little things that add up. And then, you know, Phillip Rivers throws the ball in the field of play, underthrows, you know, no timing, nobody knows what's going on, and game over. You know, so it's like the defense is capitalizing on other people's mistakes, which is, you know, what you need to do. And in this league, you know, I've heard Bill talk for many years, and, you know, he has repeatedly said games are lost in this league more than they're won. So I think this year especially, I'm seeing a lot of games that are just guys are out, the people are making mistakes and games are lost, you know, and that's just the way the game is. So I think the Patriots, being the smart team that they are, they're going to capitalize on all those mistakes. And the defense has been playing well in the last 4 weeks. So hopefully continuing on, they can improve and they can get better at, you know, the little things that they're having trouble with.
Yeah, that's what was so surprising, I think, Rob, the first couple of weeks of the season when you look at the Panthers game and the Chiefs game. And even though they won the Texans game, it was the Patriots defensively making the type of miscues and mistakes and having the type of miscommunications and allowing the big plays that normally you see other teams do against the Patriots. It was really uncharacteristic of them. And when I looked at that, that gave me confidence that the defense could play better, because I'm thinking there's no way that Bill and defensive coordinator Matt Patricia, Matty P, are going to allow this to continue to happen. They will fix this, and they're not going to keep giving up these big plays and these busted coverages.
Yeah, you know, I think also, too, defensively, they had to pull back a little bit on the reins and not have as much install in there. You know, when I did some of the earlier stuff on TV, you know, everyone's calling like, hey, why don't we simplify? Well, you can get away with, you know, being a simple defense versus, you know, your Osweilers and Simons of the world as far as quarterbacks. But you go be a simple defense against a good quarterback, you know, like, you're going to have yourself some trouble. They're going to do a lot of motion. They're going to figure out if you're in zone or you're in man, you know, and they're going to do everything against those particular coverages. So, you know, I think that pulling back a little bit on the playbook has helped them, but moving forward, they got to start adding a little bit more, because when you're playing against good teams, you got to have a different variety of things that you're running against them.
Can they do that, Rob? Can they add to this playbook when you're missing a guy like Hightower? You played with Dante, and you know how big a communicator he is for that defense and how big a playmaker he is for that defense. How much are they going to miss him?
Yeah, they're definitely miss High, because he's such a, you know, he's a leader on the team, and he also gets guys right. I've said this many times. There's two types of way you build a defense. You know, you can build a smart defense with a big playbook and, you know, guys work off each other and they understand where they need to be. And, you know, maybe they're not as athletic and they're not, you know, a explosive play people guy, but they're going to make plays and they're consistent and they all work together. So then as a defense, as a unit, they do well. Everyone plays off each other. They make plays. They create turnovers. because they're in the right places, they're in the right coverages, they're doing the right checks. And then on the flip side of that, you have a defense that's super athletic, that they just get up the field, they create havoc, they don't really have too many plays. Like, they might have 5 to 6 plays, and then, you know, you have a couple blitzes, and then 2 coverages. And then those are your super, super athletic type defenses. So, you know, I think when you have what the Patriots have, they've always had, you know, a lot of plays, guys that are on the field that work well together. And now they have some young guys who are trying to learn. They're trying to get the defense down. You know, they don't have those explosive type players, you know, like Chandler Jones, like guys that you like go out there are going to get a sack every game. So I think now is when you're going to see the playbook maybe advance a little bit and have to open up some different plays, because, you know, blitzing and putting pressure on the quarterback is a big deal. And getting a quarterback uncomfortable is also something that you have to do when you get towards the playoffs.
I have to ask you this, because you spent a lot of time, obviously, with Bill Belichick. I've heard from other players in the past that there's a different side to him, a side that we don't see publicly, certainly that the media doesn't see. What is Bill really like? And I've heard he has a fantastic sense of humor. Did you ever see that, or was it all just business?
No, I mean, you guys get to see, you know, Bill after a game, you know, after practices. You know, he's taking the attention off the team and he's putting it all on himself, because he never wants to single anybody out or one side of the ball. So he takes most of everything, and you guys get a small portion of, you know, what he really feels like. And behind closed doors, you know, he's definitely all about business, about, you know, his job and what he has to do to make the team better. You know, that's his number one. And yeah, he'll joke around. He'll crack some jokes, you know, in films. We laugh a lot. Guys are laughing a lot because of the things that he says, you know, his my face and all that stuff that he says, you know, to everybody about social media and, you know, some of the things that he'll talk about when we're breaking down film. But, yeah, like, when you go to talk to him, like, he's always, you know, very personable. And if you have any questions or issues, you just go right up to him and you talk to him like, you know, just a normal guy, you know, like you talk to anybody. So, you know, I think there's definitely that misconception of him in the media of, you know, he's a grumpy guy, or, you know, he doesn't like to talk much. But that's not, you know, just like anything. You catch somebody after a loss, you know, they're not probably in a great mood, you know, or if they ask him a silly question. Like, I've heard people ask him really dumb questions. And what's Bill going to ask?
Yeah, that was probably me, Rob.
You know, like, what's Bill going to respond to that? He's going to look at you, he's going to give you that stare, like, are you kidding me? He's going to tisk at you and say, I don't even know what that means. Like, you know, he's going to just give you the generic response. But, you know, as far as a person, you know, I have a lot of respect for him as a coach. He really has helped me in my family. Like, he gave me the opportunity to play early in my career. You know, I didn't really want to go anywhere else, because I knew that this was the place that really fit my style of play. I'm one of those guys that's going to work hard, and I'm the right place, right time. I'm knowing all the plays, I'm making sure everything's right. I'm not a freak athlete, like I was saying, the other flip side of the defense, like what I was talking about, how the defenses are really fast and explosive. I'm a guy that's not like that. So, yeah, I can get to the quarterback, but at the same time, I'm grinding it out. So, you know, I really appreciate Bill for, you know, seeing my talent and evaluating me and giving me that opportunity to, you know, to be 33 years old and taking my little girl to school every day.
So I'll get you out on this one, Rob. I understand that you had some involvement with a new bowling alley that opened in Shrewsbury, Bolero, Shrewsbury. There was a grand opening November the 4th, so that was last Saturday. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, that was, you know, that was cool. It was a cool event. You know, I met a lot of huge fans, Patriot fans, Rob Ninkovich fans, and it was, you know, their grand opening. They had previously renovated a bowling facility and kind of changed it up and made it a little bit, you know, more fun, music, lights, so you can, you know, kind of go there and hang out with your family, or, you know, have a party there or something. So it's definitely a cool spot. And anytime I'm over in that area, I'm going to Bolero.
Very cool. And it's Bolero? Is that how it's pronounced?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Bolero. Excellent. All right, Rob, thanks so much for the time. That's Patriots great Rob Ninkovich, also just a great guy. Rob Ninkovich, you can find him on Twitter. He's at Ninko50. Rob, thanks so much for the time here on Season Ticket.
Okay, thanks, guys.
That's it for this edition of Season Ticket. If you liked us, be sure to tell a friend. and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Chris Gasper. We'll see you tomorrow.